Franklin and George Michael, I knew you were waiting for me. 11 minutes to 3 o'clock on 88 FM Radio, Life and Style. Nelly Furtado in front of that one with a tune called Promiscuous, which is not apropos absolutely anything that we're going to be discussing right now, because with me in the studio are two wandering ambassadors. Ambassadors of the wonderful matzah and good things around the Passover. It's welcome to Eli or Ellie. You prefer
Ellie.
Ellie. Okay, that's good. Ellie Goldman and Levi or Levy.
Levy.
You guys are strange. You break the code.
We're Levy Dutch. Good with both.
Well, it's lovely to have you in the studio, guys. And it's fascinating that you are here with matzah and candles and an ark for random acts of kindness. And all good things and good wishes and peace and lovely, you know, gentle reaching out across the barricades. And we need more of that in our world. So thank you for coming and tell us about your mission.
Yeah, so this mission has originated with many years back when the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who was living in New York. He was born in Russia, but he moved to New York and passed away in 94. But he started the Chabad outreach movement. And that means looking for Jews all over the world. And he's established about 4,000 outposts internationally all around the world. And it's about spreading light and doing acts of goodness and kindness. And so specifically for the holidays of Pesach, or which is Passover, or Rosh Hashanah, so between these two occasions, or sometimes even other occasions, but he generally would send two young rabbinical students to go to the small towns and visit and try and find Jews that are perhaps a little lost.
Or okay. And so the interesting thing is, I think I'm right in saying that there has been of late, and I'm talking maybe the last 10 years or so, a kind of almost exodus of Jews from the traditional Durban, North Durban, and Umhlanga area. I'm not saying a massive exodus, but there seems to be a lot of movement north to the Belito environment. So it's very appropriate that you guys are here. And lovely to know that the community is growing. And I have heritage that I'm extraordinarily proud of. I'm just very sad that it's on my dad's side, not my mom's. So that means technically I'm not Jewish, but I'd love to be. Yeah, and talk about the holidays. Most Jewish holidays, from what I can recall, tend to be quite sad and quite somber and quite, you know, serious. But I believe that Rosh Hashanah is quite a happy one, is it not?
Yeah.
So this is Pesach, but you see the original way.
And Pesach Passover is quite it's a wonderful holiday remembering how the angel of death was passed over the Jewish households because of the blood of the lamb on the door frame. Which is a wonderful thing to be passed over like that. And I wish that all of our hardships we could have passed over us.
Amen.
And Rosh Hashanah comes afterwards, does it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So ultimately, the Pesach message is what?
So the Pesach message is it's the holiday of freedom, and so the Jews were liberated from Egypt, as it is explained in the Bible, and there's a Hasidic interpretation, and Hasidus is Kabbalistic thought brought down in a more practical form, which was taught by the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And so the understanding that I've been, the message I've been giving to people is that Egypt in Hebrew is Mitzrayim. And the word for limitations is Meitzarim. So in another way, it means to break out of your own personal Egypt and your own personal limitations. So that's a great way to think about it.
Now, this is a wonderful message of liberation and of freedom, and the symbolism that you're traveling with the unleavened bread, with matzah, and with candles to light on the appropriate occasion, and the little plastic ark, which is really a money box, and the idea is that you put your change into that money box until it's full, and then you give it to
Someone who needs it, who
just
deserves it.
Anyone, a random act of kindness. You see someone that looks like they could use a few rand, and there it is. Bless you like that.
And we call it. It's shaped in the form of an ark, like Noah's ark, which was sort of a way of saving yourself in the flood, in the delusion. But ark stands for acts of random kindness.
That's so special, like that. Guys, thanks for popping in and with these beautiful gifts. And a wonderful message. I wish you huge success on your mission.
Thank you.
And hopefully we will see you again soon. Next year in the Holy Land. How about my very special guest.
Thank
Ellie
you
Goldman,
us.
Levi Deutsch. Great to see you in the afternoon show studio.
Thank you.
And the show continues with Eric Clapton and B.B. King. Riding with the King. It's 5 minutes to 3 o'clock.